Hello, everyone. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Let me know if you can hear me. Oh, awesome. Awesome. All right. I am going to change my name. If you have never been in this type of room before and you're like, where in the fresh heck am I? This is a Zoom meeting. Okay. This is a Zoom meeting and, hold on a minute. And we can see everyone. If you've been to camp, this looks very familiar to you. If you have not been to camp, you know, you may not recognize this, but this is how it works. On the bottom left-hand side of your screen, if you're on a computer, you will see, stop video. If you're like, I don't want to be seen, my friend, then all you have got to do is just click on that and then we can't see you. So if you don't want to be seen, if you don't want us to see your beautiful faces, that is totally fine. You do not have to. Who is ready for the first installment of Deep Dive Wednesday? Very excited about that. So this is how it's going to work. If you want to chat, make sure you've selected everyone. I am not really going to be paying a ton of attention to it. However, sometimes in these meetings, sometimes people are watching it on two different like devices or whatever, and somebody will become unmuted. So if that happens, hopefully I will hear it. I may not hear it, just post it in the chat and I'll try to keep the corner of my eye out for it. And then I can mute everybody. We have it so that you can't unmute yourself, but somehow there is some kind of amazing workaround that happens. So if you have not watched Corinne's live from this morning, that is okay. Everything is good. Nothing has gone wrong. I will give you a little bit of background about what she talked about. This week is all about thought switching. So over the next 3 weeks, we are going to be learning three different ways to change our old shitty thinking to new hotness thinking. This week is about thought switching. So I think I'm like, y'all, I'm so prepared. I have three different sets of notes, like all the things. In the chat, I just posted a link to your the workbook. So if you want to go over there and look at that, see any of the videos once they're posted, it will all be on the nobs.com under self-study resources, self-paced workshops, and then thoughts 2.0. In there, you're going to find a link to all of your calls. Corinne did a live the other day, like a surprise live. She did a call this morning. This call will also be there after like tomorrow. You will find your workbook in there, your self-study guide, and also a link to module 2, which we're asking that everyone goes back through during these next few weeks, because some new stuff has been added. I listened to it yesterday. It was amazing. So let's just get to getting. The first thing we're going to do on this call, and so you'll have a call for 3 weeks. They'll be very much set up just like this, okay? So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to write. We're going to write for about 4 minutes I'm going to give you a few different topics that we can write about. Now, this is what I want you to see. A lot of y'all are resistant to journaling. And so I'm just going to set my watch for 4 minutes. And when we're done, we're done, right? Like there is going to be no, like, we're going to keep pouring our heart out, all that other kind of stuff. If you're new to journaling, this is really all it takes. Set a timer for 3 or 4 minutes. When the timer goes off, you're like, and that's it. That's all I'm getting today. So that we're going to practice that. So today we're going to journal about, I'm going to give you a few choices. What do I think about finding enough? So I want you to pick one of these as I'm reading them out. I want you to pick something that you know you have not so amazing thoughts about, because we're working on switching the thought. So if your thought about finding enough is like, it's the easiest thing I've ever done in my whole life, you're probably not going to want to switch that thought, right? So as I'm reading these out, pick one that kind of you're like, oh yeah, I know there's some old shitties in there about that. What do I think about finding enough? What is the most difficult basic and why? And I'll type these in for us in just a minute. What are my thoughts in general about the basics? Because some people think they can't be that easy. There's no way I can lose weight and follow the basics. So if you have shitty thoughts about any of those, you just put those. We do not have a page for these co-journaling calls. So you're just going to pull out a notebook. You can put it in your No BS planner or just a sheet of paper, wherever you want to put it. So before we get started, I'm going to type this. You know, what do I think about finding enough? What is the most difficult basic and why? And what are my thoughts in general about the basics? Finding enough is like when you eat to enough. So you eat when you're hungry, you stop when you're satisfied or when you've had enough. So that's what we call it. So, you know, because we don't eat to full, we just eat till we've had enough, till we're satisfied. So that's what I mean whenever I'm talking about whenever I say finding enough. So I'm going to look at my watch. Oh, it's 6:06. At 6:10, we're coming back together. So I'm going to mute myself. Y'all go ahead and write. Pick one that appeals to you and write. Y'all just keep writing. So yeah, we're journaling. That's why I'm muted and nobody is talking. So the questions that we're journaling on are, what do I think about finding enough? What is the most difficult basic and why? And what are my thoughts in general about the basics? All right, y'all. It is 10 after. So if you didn't get in this meeting on time, you're totally okay. You're still going to get a ton of value from what I'm going to teach. So the three questions I asked, I wanted everybody to write for like 4 minutes on one of these questions, on one of these three questions, things that you know you have old shitties about. So what do I think about finding enough? What is the most difficult basic and why? And what are my thoughts in general about the basics? So, all right. So I want to tell you something else about these amazing meetings. So at the very bottom, you'll see reactions. The very bottom middle, it says security, participants, chat, blah, blah, blah. Brooke has already found it. You can raise your hand to ask a question. So, but it's not quite time. Y'all don't even know what the question is. I was about to ask y'all some crazy, y'all don't even know. It's like, I'll answer. Whatever you ask me, I will answer it forever. I love y'all so much. So I'm going to lower your hands right now. And then if you still want to answer in just a moment, you can raise your hand again. So the first thing I want you to do is go to what you have written, and I want you to underline all of the facts that you find in this journal. Just underline your facts. Now, Corinne was talking in her live yesterday, and then she did also talk today a little bit in the class about what a fact is. So a fact is anything that can be proven, anything outside of you. So I want to know if anybody would, yeah, Claire says, I have no facts, only thoughts. That's about how it works, Claire. It's usually very few facts, a ton of thoughts, and maybe some feelings. So if you have a fact and you're like, MJ, I know it's a fact. I believe it with all of my heart. It's a fact. Raise your hand at the bottom of the screen there and I will look at everybody, eager beaver. Okay. Now I won't get to everybody. I'm just going to call on 3 or 4 people. That's enough hands. I'm just going to call on 3 or 4 people. And then, so Bertie Rose, I'm going to ask you to unmute. So you have to unmute yourself. I'm asking you to unmute, and then you have to unmute yourself so you can speak. Okay.
Okay.
Bert.
Hi.
Bertie Rose.
Yes. Here we go. So the facts is that I have suppressed my feelings. That is a fact throughout my life. So that is a fact I have. Okay. Here's another fact. And I told myself, get over whatever this funk is. I'm always telling myself. So that is a fact. I do tell myself that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So the fact isn't, so anything that someone says or does, but really it is your thought, right?
It's
like you're
thought.
Telling yourself a thought, right?
Yes. Because so, my problem is, you know, what are my thoughts in general about the basics? Well, it's the think, do, feel cycle. The think, feel, do cycle is where I get all twisted in a knot. So,
okay.
Here's
so tell me, but one fact that you're like, you will stand on your word that this is a fact.
I just want it.
No, that's your thought about it.
No, it's not. It's like, I want it and I want it now.
No.
It's not. That is my.
That's your thought about it. And you know why? Because the fact would be, y'all, you know what's in my kitchen? Crumble cookie. Crumble cookie would be my fact. Whatever that food is your fact. And your thought about it is, I just want it.
Okay.
So that's what you felt like somebody else could. I could say crumble cookie and they'd be like, oh my God, that's the nastiest. I wouldn't eat a crumble cookie if you gave me $500. That would be crazy. Nobody would ever think that about the crumble cookie, but whatever. But it's the same crumble cookie, different thought. So your thought about whatever it is, mm-hmm. is whatever the food stuff is.
Yes.
Your thought is, I just want it. So that's a thought. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna mute you. Jen, I'm gonna ask to unmute you. Jen O. And I have a private client who turned me on to crumble cookie who told me not to do it. And I did it anyway. She just sent me a direct message. You're welcome. Yeah, thank you very much. Jen, what's your fact that you know is true beyond a shadow of a doubt?
Ooh, okay. I said I used to overeat every meal until too full.
Okay. And how does that feel?
How does that fact feel?
It's a thought. Oh. But so it could be for review, right? So we have all watched, you know, people on television on those shows, right? Like that eat two or three pizzas and drink two liters of Cokes and a whole pack of cookies. Like they would tell you that is not over full. Like, look what you ate. Like there's no way they would argue with you. So that is your thought. And I also want you to listen to, like, your truth could also be that, like, you ate past, like, you know, you ate to full, whatever, all the time. Mm-hmm. But is that really beneficial to hang on to that? No. Like, do you really want to work on that thought and, like, go into the past and, like Corinne says, like, hang out over there and, like, mess with it or whatever? And the other thing, too, I want you to really look at is always, all the time. Those are never facts.
Okay.
You know, they're never facts because there's no way for always to be. I'm sure there was a time at some point that you did not eat to full.
I'm not sure.
You know, that's true though. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Darla Priest. And then we are moving on.
Hello.
Darla. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. So I chose mine. What is the most difficult, what do I think about finding enough? And my thought is this is the hardest cue for me to figure out.
Is that your fact?
Yeah, that's what I have as a fact. It's the hardest thing to find.
Yeah, right. But that's just your thought about it. What if your thought was, I'm going to figure this out. It might be, I may think it's hard, but I know I'm going to keep going until I figure it out. Like, we're going to talk about that, how you can thought switch it, but it's like it has to be what we would all stand around in a kumbaya and agree on, right? So the most difficult one, we might not all would agree on it. Your thought about it is, for me, it is, but it's not necessarily the most difficult one. So your fact is satisfied. That's what we're talking about. And you think about satisfied, the thing that you think is, this is the hardest one for me to find.
Yeah.
And we know it's a thought. That's the other way we know it's a thought. If it has feelings attached to it. Because when you think, like, this is the most difficult one for me to find, you always, there's a feeling that comes up with it. But if I'm just like, we're going to talk about satisfied, until you think, oh, that's a difficult one, it's just neutral. It's just sitting around hanging out. We're just talking about one of the four basics that Corinne teaches. And there's no feelings. There's no emotion. There's no thoughts. There's nothing. It's just enough. It's just a way of eating. Okay. Now, I want you to go through, I want you to circle your thought. Your thoughts. For a lot of you, it's going to be a big old red circle around the whole entire piece of paper. All right. There's so many hands raised at this point. I'm going to lower the ones I've already answered. If you keep your hand up, if you want to do your thought, because you might be like, oh, heck no, I'm not doing that. But let me know. So everybody's hand that is raised, I am assuming, wants to talk thoughts, right? So Stacy. Rosenzweig. Did I say it right? Lord, I hope I did.
Hi. No, it's Rosenzweig. Close.
Dang it. So close. All right. So then we circle the thoughts. I want you to pick one thought and I want you to tell me the fact that you had and the thought, like, what was your fact that you're having this thought about?
Right. So it was interesting. So I was writing about, finding enough, which I thought was hard. But down the middle of my page, I had my only fact on the whole page was I've been losing weight the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Okay.
Because I have been.
Okay.
And so then I started questioning, well, is it really so hard for me? And my thought was, could it be that I'm I'm losing weight because I'm more aware during my meals than I was before. And if I'm losing weight, then it's okay. Because my whole thing was like, I don't know what my enough is. I can't find it, da, da, da. But
yeah,
could it be that like what I'm actually doing, which is just trying different things, means I'm doing it right? I don't.
Yeah, maybe I am doing it right. You've got your thought switch even. But I am going to tell you this, and this is like a pro journaling tip for everybody on this call. If your thought has a question mark behind it, answer the damn thing. Always. Like, could it be that I have found enough? Yes, my weight says I have because I'm losing weight. Question answered, right? Instead of letting your brain spin on, well, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Like, take the evidence that you have and be like, it's a yes. It's a hell yes, because I'm losing weight. So if you ever hear the questions, just go ahead and answer them with the information that you have, because a thought is a sentence with a period or an exclamation point, not a question mark. So that's another pro tip. I'm gonna mute you. Dorianne, it's you, girl. It's you. All right. So I want you to tell me your fact and what your thought was about that fact.
So my fact is that I work 3 jobs. And behind that thought is I don't know when I can eat and how much. Well, not how much, but I just don't know when I can eat sometimes, and that gets my way. So I feel like I'm on a hamster wheel. And then my whole thing is, it seems so simple to do my 24-hour plan. Okay,
I want one sentence. What is your fact? And then the one thought. Because that's what happens a lot. That's what we see so often. You're like, I'm going to do a thought switch. But then you have your whole paragraph. And it's going to be hard for you to thought switch because you've picked out 50 thoughts. Like, what is the one thought? Like, if I work on this, this is going to help me. So what thought do you think is like one of those, like, if I could, I'm going to pick one, and it doesn't matter. All roads lead to Rome. Pick out a thought and we'll work on that thought. So
my thought is like, it's really hard for me to do this on the weekends because of my jobs. Right.
It's really hard for me to do this on the weekends. So
because of my jobs.
Right. So your fact is I work 3 jobs. We could even clean it up. On the weekend, I work this many hours. I work from this time to this time. I have this many breaks. Like, you can so dial in your fact, because 3 jobs, like, it sounds like a lot, but like, you know, what if your job is like I walk a dog for 10 minutes in the morning, right? And then like I clean up my mama's kitchen and then I go take the kids to the pool to swim. Like it literally does not tell us much. I have three jobs. You want to get super specific about the jobs. This is when I work, because a lot of times when you get really specific about your fact, then it's easier to clean up the thought. Because when you really go in and you write down all of the times that you work,
right,
all of the things that you do, you're like, oh, wait, here's a pocket of time. Dang.
Because okay.
I have three jobs probably does not feel, it probably feels crappy.
Yeah.
But your job is then to dial in that fact so that you can get a really clean fact and get a really good thought about it and okay. work on that thought. Okay. All right. Barb with the beautiful pink headphones.
Okay, I'm here.
Yes.
Okay.
So I want to hear your fact, what you came up with, the fact, and the thought that you have about it.
I have been grab-assing food 2 times a week.
Okay. Well, what is a grab-ass? Like, see, that's the other thing. When you think I have been grab-assing food, what a grab-ass is to one person is not what a grab-ass is to another person. I really want us to start cleaning up these facts. Like, does it mean it was on plan? It was off plan? Were you hungry? Were you not hungry? Like, what does that mean exactly?
I was hungry before dinner, and at least twice a week, I start eating the food before mealtime.
Okay. So I ate before mealtime 2 times last week. That's your fact.
Because I was hungry.
Okay. So, but what is your thought about that though?
My thought is I should be able to wait for dinner.
I should be able to wait. And here's the thing. Your fact is really, I ate twice before dinner. I was hungry is your thought about it. Because we have people that live on Survivor Island who have had 1 grain of rice in 10 weeks. And they're like, girl, Barb with the beautiful pink headphones, you have no idea what hunger is. Right? It's like you have to get that is dialed in, because what happens is, but I was hungry. You feel justified a little bit, right?
Yes.
It's like that what you're calling your fact has a definite feeling attached to it, because there's thoughts. You have thoughts about that. So that's how we know it's not a clear cut fact. And it's really hard when you have because basically what a lot of y'all are doing, which is very hard to change your thoughts if you're having a thought about an actual thought. So it's like, how can I really dial in that fact? And I'm going to tell you, spoiler alert, one of the new videos in module 2 is all about this. And Corinne has done a great job of talking about it this week. So I want all of us to go back and make sure that we know what those facts are. And listen, y'all, post your facts in the Facebook group. Post them and ask coaches. Let us help you figure out what an actual fact is so that your think, feel, do gets super clean and you can change your thoughts. Because if what you're calling is your fact is, I'm eating when I'm grab-assing, not even eating when I'm hungry. And then you're trying just to change the thought. You're not really getting to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is the judgment that you should wait longer because you feel like you've done something bad in what you think is your fact. If that makes any, that's a lot of words. That was very coachy, y'all. Sorry about that. All right. Now we're going to move on the think, feel, do. Have y'all noticed that's what we're doing? I bet y'all are figuring that out by now, aren't you? All right. Now we are going to go to the feeling. So now you have your thought, and I want you to tell me how that thought, what feeling that creates. Now, here we go. A feeling is one word. That's it. It's one word. It's not like I felt like, I felt like I should have waited. I felt like I did better last week. A feeling, happy, sad, motivated, excited, pissed, angry, jealous, one word. So when I call on you this time, you're going to tell me your thought and what feeling that thought creates for you. Kathy Stone. Oh, wait, you disappeared. Oh, there. Wait, you keep moving, Kathy. Kathy, you keep moving. I'm chasing you down across my Zoom.
Hi.
Where? I can't see your. Oh, there you are. You're right here. You just moved and I can't find you. Okay. What is your thought? And then what feeling does that thought create for you?
All right. Well, I guess I get the signal that I've had enough, but I think I don't want to stop.
Because I don't want to stop.
Good. And yeah, I just don't want to stop because this little bit won't matter.
And okay, so that's two different thoughts. No, I can't hear right? you. Oh, you can't hear me? I don't know why. Can everybody else hear me? Did I go dark?
I can't hear you.
Over here?
It's not you.
Okay. Did you hear me before? I wonder. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Sorry. All right. Yeah, that's my fault.
So here's the thing. You have two thoughts. Two thoughts create two different feelings. Okay. Because you said, I don't want to stop and a little bit won't hurt. That's two different sentences. That's two different thoughts. Two different think, feel, do's.
Okay.
So you have enough. Enough is your fact. I don't want to stop. Creates. How do you feel when you think I don't want to stop?
I feel rebellious.
Rebellious. What about a little bit won't hurt?
I feel like, kind of like hope, maybe like a little bit. I don't know where to go. Confused.
Confused. Do y'all see that? It's two different sentences, two different feelings, right? So when you notice that you have more than one sentence, you're going to break those out. Now, those could be all of the thoughts that she has about the basic of finding enough, right? Of the doable hunger method. That could be her fact. She can have a laundry list of thoughts about them, and all of those thoughts create different feelings. So when you put a period and you're starting a new sentence, two different think, feel, do's, sometimes those sentences will create the same feeling, but you always want to check in and see. Okay. Does that help, Kathy?
Yes. Thanks.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Now, Donna L., what was your thought and what feeling did that create?
My thought is, it's on the subject of finding enough, and it's
okay.
If I can't get this, I'll never be successful with no BS.
Okay. If I can't get this, I'll never be successful. How does that feel?
It feels defeated.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think I have the thought I want to switch it to.
Well, we'll get there. Donna, don't get ahead of us now. Look at you.
Okay.
Star pupil. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to all of our thought changes in just a minute. All right. One more. Jane F. I'm going to ask you your thought and then your feeling, and then we're going to move on to the get. Bet y'all can't guess where we're headed next. To the doula. Give you a hint.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can, Jane.
Hey, how are you? So my thought, I'm not sure if my thought is right. I know what my emotion was. My thought had to do with stopping at enough to stop eating. I was annoyed. I was mad. I was mad I had to leave the best bites behind. It's kind of a combo. Emotion was I was annoyed.
Annoyed is a feeling. And so now you have a couple of thoughts. So I want you to think. So a lot of times, y'all, this is so good. I'm glad that this is happening because a lot of times you feel a feeling, you get frustrated, you get angry. That's when you say, what am I thinking right now that could be creating this feeling of frustrated? So what you'll do, Jane, is look back at your sentences that you've come up with and which one feels frustrated.
Leaving behind the best bites, what I feel are the best bites.
So that will be your think, feel, do on that side. So good. This is so good, y'all. I love doing these calls. All right, here we go. Do lines coming up. So you have something that goes on outside of you. But when, so you have something, finding enough, the four basics, whatever it is, you, and then that creates a thought. You have a thought about whatever is going on. Okay. That thought creates a feeling, which we just decided, we just went through those. And then when you feel that thing, you either do something or don't do something. So like, it could be, don't stop eating, right? Could be, you know, don't, you know, or do stop eating, or do go get a snack, or whatever it is. So I want y'all, we're not going to call someone up for this, but I want y'all to look at your, I'm going to give you like 2 minutes. I want you to pick your, whatever it is, enough, water, sleep, whatever it is you decided to write about. What is the thought? One sentence. What does that one sentence, what feeling does that create? And then what do you do or not do based on that feeling? So well, I'll give you a couple minutes. For those of y'all who came in late, we just journaled at the beginning about something about the basics, something that we know we have kind of old shitty thoughts about. So we journaled about that. We've gone through, we've picked out facts. Then we picked out thoughts about the facts and some feelings that they had. And now we're going to the do line, think, feel, do. So we're gonna do that. And then we're going to work on the thought switch for the week. That's what we're working on this week, thought switch. Judy, it's fine. If you cannot stay, remember, it's all going in the private member podcast, on the replays everywhere. And we're doing these same kind of calls the next 2 weeks about the other two kinds of thought shifts. All right. Does everybody have their do line? Think, feel, do? All right. I want you to go, I want you to kind of look up the line and see how, when you have a thought about whatever it is, then you have a feeling, then you just do some stuff. You choose to do some things, or, you know, you just happen to do some things based on that thought creates the feeling, creates the do line. So, and a lot of times when you think like, this is too hard, I'm never going to figure this out, I'll never be successful at No BS if I don't figure this out, and you feel frustrated, a lot of times when you're frustrated, what has been our go-to for 40 years? You go get some crumble cookies, something. You go get something, right? Like, it's just your habit brain that does that. Whenever you feel that feeling. So catching that thought is what is so important. That's why we're doing Thoughts 2.0, so that we can catch those old shitties that don't help us. They don't get us anywhere near where we want to be. And we can think something different, feel a little bit different about something, get a little bit of relief from it, and then show up in a different way. Do something different. So, and I'm going to digress for just a moment, just a second. When I found No BS and I realized this, y'all, I thought I was so broken. I thought that like people could lose weight on keto and Weight Watchers. And I was so messed up because I could not do it. But when I realized it was never that I didn't have the willpower, it was never that I just didn't know how to follow it, it was never any of that stuff. All I had to do was change my thoughts and my attitudes, my feelings about what it meant to do that. And it was like, I had all the power in the world, all the power in the world. I was never broken in the first place. I was trying to do all this stuff with all my crappy thinking. No wonder it didn't work. All I had to do was change my thoughts. Like, I felt like Superwoman, Wonder Woman. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. So I digressed. I tell y'all that because it was so powerful for me. So this week, what we are working on is thought switching. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about, in case you didn't catch it this morning, or, you know, I might describe something a little bit more different than Corinne did, do it a little bit differently than she did. So I want to go through some of that, what thought switching is. So thought switching is, first, you have to know your old shitty. Like, we got to know what that is. Become familiar with it Don't be afraid of it. Don't be scared of it. It's just a sentence that's running through your head. We need to know what that is so that we can switch it, right? Like, we have to know what it is before we can switch it. So, so what we're going to do is, Corinne said today, she also wants to call it conscious switching. So it's like you hear the old shitty and you catch it. You hear it and you consciously have to make a decision as to whether you're going to keep it or you're going to change it. So for, she goes into this great explanation of this 80-20. So at first, you might catch your thoughts 20% of the time, and the rest of the time, it's like you don't necessarily catch them. But that's the first step. It's like becoming aware of the old shitties, then making that conscious decision to shift it over. The more you shift it over, the easier it gets to catch them. And so Corinne said today, it doesn't matter how long old shitty comes up. It's all about the repetition of the new hotness. She was like, give it a few years. It'll go away. Right? Like, just doesn't happen. You don't think shit for 40 years and then be like, I found my thought. I found my thought. And like, never have the old thought again. That's why it's called conscious. It's a conscious switching. You're going to have to keep working at it. Corinne used to say all the time, I'm going to go to bed tired anyway. I would rather go to bed tired because I worked on my thoughts all day long rather than go to bed tired because I beat the shit out of myself all day long. And it's true. We go to bed tired either way. So I'm sitting here switching my thoughts. Like, it's worth it to me. So, and she said today, which I think we saw at the beginning of this call, warning, you think a thought is a fact, right? So it's like, I think it is like the biggest gift I gave myself was really looking at all those facts. And is it really true? And how can I take some of the sting out of it just a little bit? Like, yeah, maybe it's true, but, you know, like, is there another way that I can say this same fact with a little less like feeling in it? Yeah. And a fact that feels bad isn't worth thinking about. I loved how she said that. She went into a lot of detail on her call from yesterday, but like, she was talking about like, if you think like, she was used like diabetes as an example. I like the BMI one. The BMI makes me feel like shit. Like the BMI number, like you get on there and you're like, my BMI is 35, whatever it is. I mean, yeah, it's a fact, but it sucks. Like, it just sucks because we all know that at a certain point, the morbidly obese is attached to our number. That fucking sucks. Like, we all hate that, right? Like, so what else could we think? Yeah, it's true. But why am I going to spend my time there? It feels like crap. It's never going to be neutral. It's never going to be easy for me to change my thought about it. It's always going to feel like crap. So like, you could even have like, I have this much weight to lose, or I weigh this much, or I mean, hell, here's a good fact. I'm in no BS and showing, you know, I'm in no BS. And your thought could be, I show up like a boss every day. I surrounded myself with women who were going to help me. Like, that could also be your fact. Like that future focused fact of like, I don't give a shit. What's happened in the past? I know I'm in no BS now. That could be your fact that you spend time on and work on and will get you to your future self. So I like how she did that, how she talked about that. And then, so now we're going to talk about how to thought switch. So a lot of times when you start to thought switch, what I see so often is Donna, you're right in my line of vision. So I'm picking on you. Sorry. I better figure out this hunger, this satisfaction, or I'm never going to lose weight, or I'm never going to be successful inside of no BS. What a lot of people do is they take that thought and they try to totally flip it on its head. Like, well, that feels like crap. You know, I don't like that thought. I'm going to lose all my weight and be successful and be a, you know, like whatever. it's that's very hard to grab onto. It's very hard to grab onto. So Corinne gave us some suggestions today where you take your old thought and see if you can kind of level it up. It's like those 1% level ups that we talk about in No BS. It's like she said the conscious switching or the thought switching, it gives you immediate relief. So it's not like it's going to make me feel amazing. That's not what she said. But she did say it'll give you immediate relief. So you want to use things like, I'm learning, I'm starting to. Like, so if your thing is enough, I'm learning what my signals are for enough. I'm learning how to find enough. Instead of, I'm never going to figure this out. I'm never going to figure out enough. I'm starting to pay attention to my satisfaction cues so that I can get better at it. I'm practicing. I am practicing what satisfied looks like to me. I am curious about my cues that I have when I've had enough. And I'm going to start listening to them or whatever it is. I am willing to leave a few bites behind today because I'm going to figure out what enough is. And also, in the very front of your planner, it's this sheet, New Thoughts to Think. Those are also some really, really good ones that you can kind of tack on or kind of up level the old shitty thought that you have. Okay. Because, you know, there are going to be a ton of new hotness thoughts. New hotness can be these that you just keep tweaking and changing and leveling up, right? Until it becomes like, look at me. I'm an OBS success story and I've lost all my damn weight. And then at some point, you know, you're going to be 5 pounds from goal and it's going to be very believable. It's going to be extremely believable. It's going to be very easy to hang on to. But today that might not be the case. And that's totally fine. Totally fine. You don't have to believe that much of a thought shift that quickly. So what I want for you to do now is I want you to come up. I want you to come up with two or three different thoughts. So you want to take your old shitty that we found at the beginning. I want you to take those and come up with two or three thoughts that you could think instead. Yeah, I just want you to open yourself up to a possibility that something else might be different. And then we will raise hands and do the things. So, Becky Jordan said, I came up with a new thought, but I'm having a hard time attaching a new feeling to it because it still feels like a lie. Then I want you to lower that down just a notch. It might be too far reaching, and that's okay. That's okay. Coach Betsy talked one time about, like, it was such a good analogy. Y'all know I love a good analogy, but she was talking like being at the bottom of the mountain and then how they throw that hook and it like tethers you to the top. Like you can see it, you can feel it, you can start to climb up to it. But if you're trying to throw your rope and it's too far and it won't latch on, then, you know, try to catch the ridge below it. See how that works for you. All right. Who wants to tell me their old shitty and their new hotness that they're leveling it up to? Lynn.
Yeah.
Everybody keeps raising their hand and then it like moves or everybody shifts. And I'm like, now I can't find Lynn. Oh, I found you.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can't find anybody. Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Okay, so I'm like 2 months new. So my thought is this will never work for the 140 pounds I have to lose, like the four basics, right?
Yeah, okay.
So my new hotness thoughts are I'm learning to make this work. I'm starting to see the proof in the pudding. And I'm curious how to make it work like it did for all the other success stories. Sorry.
Perfect.
Thanks.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you liked it. All right. Elizabeth Hightower. Okay. Tell me your old shitty and your new hotness.
My old shitty was, I still don't know what my just enough signals are.
Okay. I love that was a thought. Did y'all notice she gave that a thought, made that a thought? It's amazing. Go ahead.
Okay. So my up-leveled thought is, I've lost 83 pounds without identifying my enough signals. And a second one is, I will find my enough signals.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, I mean, even if that one was like too far, like it sounds like it works for you, but like you can go back to, I'm learning to find my enough signals. I'm starting to figure out my enough. Like you can, that's what I was talking about, bringing it down one ledge. Like it, like that one for somebody might be too far. And it's like attaching that little piece to it might be enough to bring it down the ledge. So you're like, oh, I could totally see that. I could figure it out. Like you might not be all into buying into it, but you're like, oh, I could see how that could work. That was actually so good.
Yeah. The one that I came up with the, I've already lost 83 pounds without knowing the signals. So I realized that today while we were on the call, I was thinking, well, you know, so it's no problem for me to continue to look for them. Right. I mean, I've been looking for them all this time.
Yeah. And maybe you already figured them out, right? Like, what if you've already figured, obviously you've done something.
Well, I've tried a lot of things and I've been successful with all the other things, but that particular, you know, finding signals that I can actually identify and count on, not so much yet.
Yeah, that's awesome. All righty. I'm going to say, Brooke Maraldi, do you know your hand is raised? We don't see your video, but maybe you just want to speak.
I'll speak.
Yay. Okay, what's your old shitty and new hotness?
The old shitty was, I don't know where my enough is in my mind and body.
Okay.
And then the new thought, do you want the feeling or do you want the new thought?
No, I just want the new thought.
New thought is, I'm working on noticing when I've had enough. Enough is not a punishment.
Oh, enough, such a good thought.
Yeah, that's a big one. Because enough felt like a punishment. Enough is satisfaction. So I'm actually switching the word enough because it has negative association, where my mother would say, enough, you know, you've had enough.
Yeah, so I love that. Yeah.
Enough is satisfaction for me.
That's, yeah, perfect. Good job, Brooke.
Thank you.
Let's see. Ryan Linkhart.
Mine was, stopping at enough is hard for me when I haven't done my paper thinking. And my new thought is, I'm learning to paper think. I am learning to listen to my body, and I'm learning to stop at enough.
Awesome. That's so good. So good. All right. McLean.
Okay. My thought is, I always blow it. And my hotness is, I'm willing to believe I'm doing all the right things.
Yeah. So good. So good. Claire K.
Unmute. Yeah. My thought was, I can never really be satisfied with just enough. And my new thought was, I'm learning to separate emotionally satisfied from physically satisfied, and I'm learning that physically satisfied, I can be physically satisfied enough.
That is so good. So good. All right. So we have a couple of options here. We're going to knock off right at 7. I don't want to go far past 7. We have a couple of choices, and this is how I want you to answer me. We have the ability to break out in these rooms for like 15 minutes. So I could break you out really quick. Y'all could get to know some people. Y'all could talk about what you learned today, what you learned in this class, like what was your biggest aha? Or we could just keep doing this. So I'm going to give you two choices. I'm going to scroll through. If you want to, if you want to do the breakout rooms, I want you to do this. If you don't, keep your hands down. So on your mark, get set, go. There is not a ton of hand wiggling. Not a ton of hand wiggling. All right. We'll just do this a little bit longer then. I will tell y'all though, Saturday we're doing a community call and we are going to break y'all out. Y'all get to meet each other if y'all want to come on Saturday. All right. Let me see. Holly, Noel, tell me your old shitty and new hotness.
Okay. My old shitty was, just like everyone else, I feel like I don't know what enough is.
Yeah.
And then my new thoughts are I'm learning bit by bit what enough means for me. I'm curious what enough looks like for me. And I'm starting to experiment with what enough looks like for me.
That's really good. I'm going to tell you, because I think enough is like what everybody says they have a hard time with. I don't know. I said this at a camp one time, but my enough, like I remember getting onto my accountability group one day when I first started and I was like, y'all, enough is the Bigfoot of no BS. Like everybody says they've seen it. They kind of know where it lives. Like everybody talks about it, but I have never seen it. I don't know that it even exists. I'm starting to question it. That was my, like, I got all my group. I was like, this is crap. I don't know where it is. Where could it be? It's just hiding in the woods somewhere. So Becky, Jordan, tell us your old shitty and your new hotness.
So my old shitty was I won't keep up the habit of stopping at enough.
Okay.
And I had to use your grappling hook theory, right? So I found my new thought, which is I can move toward making finding enough a habit little by little, and I don't have to be perfect.
Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, we got 83 pounds over here and they had said she hadn't found it at all. Obviously,
I'm, you don't have 48 pounds. So,
yes, I love that. Like, everybody's like, I can't find enough, and I've lost 174,000 pounds. Like, come on, y'all. I think it's time to lay that to rest. If you have had this much success in weight loss, you have found at least enough ish, right? Like, y'all are killing it. And I would, whatever y'all are doing, 83 pounds and 40 whatever pounds, you could say, I have found enough. It may change. And I'll figure it out again, right? Like, that's definitely one that you can work on. So, yes, I know, Michelle, that's the thing. If you see my habit tracker, I don't do it perfectly either. I haven't done it perfect. I haven't had a perfect week, I don't think, since I found no BS. That's what's so amazing about it. That is what is so amazing about it. So, in recap, I really want y'all to go back and listen to a module two in No BS, that facts versus thoughts. I'm going to tell y'all, I think that's the biggest takeaway I have from this call is just we put so many thoughts in those, what we think are facts. It's just really hard to change if our facts make us feel like shit, it's hard to get our thoughts to make us feel better. If we're always dealing with a fact, what we think is a fact that's making us feel terrible. So it's like, how can we take some of that, like, away from it? And then and I want y'all, I really do love what Corinne has done talking about these facts. Like we were talking about, like, the don't keep a fact that just makes you feel like crap. Like I talked about the BMI thing versus, like, there's so many other things that could be true. Like, let's pick another one that just, it's easier to find a better thought about, because there's so many things that could be true. Why would we pick one that makes us feel like crap? So I'm going to tell y'all, this Deep Dive Wednesday has been amazing. I started my day off with Corinne. I ended my day with y'all. Like, how awesome is that? Like, what a better way to spend a Wednesday. So I want y'all all in this workbook, or I don't know what they call it on the website, but there is, like, if you're a deep dive diva, this is, look at all my notes from today, y'all. If you're a deep dive diva, do these things. If you're a moderation mama, do these things. Resource guide, thank you so much. And then, like, you know, if you're a, you know, the basics bitch, like, this is how you do this course. There's no reason to be an overwhelm. I'm telling y'all this. I think what we're going to get as a membership is this whole facts versus thoughts thing. It's going to be beneficial beyond belief for all of us. So I really want for y'all, I'm telling you, use us and ask coaches, use us in the Facebook group, go in there, post what you think your facts are and let us like help you clean all that up. So y'all have a great rest of your week. Do all the, you know, these thought things are so amazing. And do not forget, we are doing the community building call with the coaches. We're going to have coffee together. It's going to look just like this. And we are going to break y'all out at the end. If y'all want to, and we're going to do it at the end. So if you're like, oh, hell no, listen, MJ, I ain't getting in a room with a bunch of women I don't know and talking, then you'll just be able to leave. If you want to, we're not going to force you to. You can still get the benefit of the call, get to hang out with everybody in this format and then leave if you want to. So y'all have a great day and I will talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all.